The COVID pandemic continues to threaten people's physical health, but it's affecting mental health too.
At first, working from home was awesome.
Daniel Ballard is a video producer at Texas Tech Public Media. He counts himself lucky. He's been able to edit videos from home since March while his kids do virtual learning and roughhouse in their free time.
Y'all are crazy.
He's thankful they get along well. It's helped them cope with not seeing their friends for 6 months. The family of four rarely leaves their home, and if they do, it's for a quick grocery run. Ballard says isolation started to take its toll.
I didn't notice it at first, but then like 3 weeks, a month in, you just kind of realize, like, I haven't seen anyone in a long time. I've, you know, dealt with depression and anxiety for years now. I'm on medication for it. It caught me off guard because I didn't expect it, because I think the high of the initial, like, hey, I get to just stay home with my people that I like. But then, you know, I don't know, the isolation kicked in and it's a lot.
While Ballard may be secluded from the rest of the world, he's not alone in his feelings. According to a recent study by the American Medical Association, nearly a quarter of people in the U.S. are experiencing symptoms of depression. In Lubbock, Texas Tech's Student Counseling Center has seen an uptick in students seeking services for anxiety and depression. And Lubbock's Family Counseling Services has seen a similar trend. Here's Executive Director Brian Moffitt.
We're in the midst of something, and we go on living like we're in normal times, and we're not. And it's affecting people a lot more than they believe it is on the mental health side.
In the past 8 months alone, they've seen 825 clients. In a typical year, it's around 1,000. At this rate, he predicts this year will be the highest volume they've seen in their 65-year history. And this is largely due to the stress that the pandemic has caused. Michelle Guerra struggles with chronic depression, but it's felt different these last 6 months.
Started to feel really sad and just depressed. I know what depression feels like. I have chronic depression, but this feeling was like, it was weird.
Then she found the word that describes it perfectly.
My friend posted this article and it said, what you're feeling is grief. And I was like, that's what it is. I'm grieving the loss of my used-to-be-normal life.
She's dealt firsthand with the difficulty of getting help for depression. It was shortly after college when her student benefits had ended.
I remember shaking and crying and calling the therapist around here. And they said, you can't come in until you have a referral. It was just like they didn't care. Suicide happens in an instant. I think Lubbock could do so much better.
According to a report released by the Lubbock Area United Way, Lubbock has about 7 psychiatrists per 100,000 residents. That's approximately half the national average. The report also shows a significant lack of local treatment centers for mental health issues. Here's Counselor Brian Moffitt again.
Access is always our main focus. We're making sure that anybody can get into services.
For people struggling with mental health, it's important to find coping mechanisms, like Yera has. She's recently taken up pole dancing for exercise.
I fell in love with it, and I've been doing it for 3 months, and it's kept me going along.
Ballard has found his own creative ways of coping.
Lubbock Community Theater, I have actually become really involved with during the pandemic. We did a thing called Live-ish, which is basically like a sketch comedy show.
I think it's important that we meet this current situation.
And I got to write a bunch for it.
Before it becomes out of control.
More out of control.
People, if they have it together during this time, are liars. They're just very good at lying.
If you or someone you know are struggling with depression or anxiety, you can find resources listed out on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website at cdc.gov. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Casey Ellingson.